State officials say the number of people licensed to grow and provide medical marijuana was about half of what it was the year before. Medical marijuana advocates say that's probably because of a state Supreme Court ruling that shut down many dispensaries in Michigan. But the program still generated almost $11 million for the state last fiscal year. That's $7 million more than it cost the state to oversee the program. Tim Beck helped organize the ballot campaign that legalized medical marijuana in Michigan.
When you look at the numbers and the cost to administer the program, it's still very, very healthy.
State officials say revenues will probably drop this year because of changes in regulation. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer.